In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 26, May 31st, 1928. In the first paragraph, Jesus says that he wants this great good to be given back to mankind, this good that Adam rejected. And in the second paragraph, he says it's this martyrdom that Jesus and Mary has gone through, that their flames, their hearts are burning love, that they want to give back to mankind what Adam rejected. And the third paragraph was the sacrifices that Louisa went through and that we are going through. Louisa in writing, we in reading. As we read this book, what happens, the new creation that God wants, this regeneration is what God wants to give to humanity, back to humanity. And then the fourth one was this great outpouring of the divine will that Adam had, that he rejected. There were supposed to be more beautiful things that were going to occur for eternity. But because Adam rejected it, Jesus, the new Adam, comes. Mary, the new Eve, comes to earth. The fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother. What's coming is a new and divine way of holiness that's coming upon the earth. So our God is getting us ready. He's getting us ready for the kingdom to be established in us, on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, in this second outpouring of ours, the first was the fiat lux, let there be light. The second was the fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother. The second outpouring of ours remained halved. It's cut in half. Why? He says, because our love had to content itself by waiting 2,000 more years. So Jesus says that the fiat mihi was to explode with this love for all of humanity, bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is what the Holy Father, basically, our Lord, gave to us with the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth in us as it is in heaven. So the second outpouring is halved, he said. We had to wait 2,000 more years to be able to burst its outpouring again. So what God gave to the apostles is halved. Why? Because the second half is now. This explosion of love is now. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is now. He says, to put out all of its secrets, the most intimate wonders of our divinity, to put out the greatest goods, these were needed in order to make the divine will reign again in the midst of creatures. So here Jesus is saying, this outpouring again is what God gave to Louisa. This outpouring is the book of heaven. This is why John Paul II, I really believe, Pope St. John Paul II said, we are going to now enter a new and divine way of holiness. It's as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice. I remember meeting Cardinal Ratzinger at the time when the books were being copied in the secret archives of the Vatican. He was very, very, very happy. I kept on going, why is he so happy? What is going on? Why is Cardinal Ratzinger so excited about us being there? It's because he, I really believe, knew Louisa better than we did at that time. He knew what this was about. You know, when you listen to his talks, when you read his readings, he's always talking about the kingdom that's coming. I really believe he embraced this gift way, way before we even knew anything about the depth of what these writings were about. Jesus says this. He says, this bursting of the outpouring of the secrets, the most intimate wonders of our divinity, the greatest goods were needed in order to make the divine will reign on earth as it is in heaven. So what is the book of heaven? It's divine secrets. It's intimate wonders. It's the greatest goods to make us become aware of how important this time is. This God wins. God wins. He is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, He's our everything. Our Lady is the Queen and Mother of Heaven and Earth. Everything is pointing to the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The only prayer that God gave to humanity, the prayer of the Our Father. And he says, as you read, this is what he's saying, you're going to understand the divine secrets, the divine intimacies, the divine mysteries of the book of heaven, of Jesus sharing with Louisa, Our Lady sharing with Louisa, how to be free of your human will. When you go through those six steps of Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, and the King of the Divine Will, the first 6 days, every day after Holy Communion, go through those first 6 days of how to give up your human will. It's a process. It's not just saying the words and it's done. It's you have to strip yourself of everything that is not of the holy humanity of Jesus. Anything that's opposed to the holy humanity of Jesus has to be taken away. Or we're going to purgatory to have it purged from us. God's given us the option. The way, if we wish, I mean, that's what he tells Louisa. He says he wants the greatest goods that are needed when we read the book of heaven, that the divine will reign again in the midst of creatures. And then he said, if you knew, read the book, you must know. Read it. If you knew what a divine outpouring means, can you imagine what's coming? The first Pentecost was a drop in the bucket. There was wind and fire, roaring of wind and fire. That was the first Pentecost. That's going to look like a drop in the bucket to what's coming upon the earth. He says, if you knew what a divine outpouring means, if you could embrace this abundant life that's coming, going to come upon earth for those who want it. If you don't know something, you really don't want it. But if you know something and understand, you put it into process, you begin to go, yeah, I really want to do this. Let's just look with anything, with music, with cooking, with dancing, with singing. If you knew what this is about, how to do this, you want to become an expert in it. It's the same thing Jesus is saying. If you only knew what this divine outpouring means, if you only could be aware of what I, God, am going to do for humanity, the kingdom is coming. We're filled with joy. We're filled with happiness. And just as in creation, an outpouring of ours made a great and magnanimous works. Look at the universe. Look at the galaxies. And it is useful and it contains its life. Just by the outpouring of redemption will bring its admirable effects and the redeeming life to human generations. We're not even aware of what it means to be Catholic yet. That's why, if you think about it, the Catholic life is out of 7 billion people, 1 billion, and 70% of the Catholics, they say, don't even believe in the Eucharist. Can you imagine what's coming? The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven, and everyone will participate in that. Everyone who survives will participate in this. Jesus promises us that the survivors will be the little children of the holy divine will. That's what's coming upon earth. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming is going to consume the world in fire. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, through the little newborn Louisa. That's what's coming. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And he says very, very clearly, we're going to enter into this outpouring of divine love, of divine life of divine light that's coming upon the earth. In the same way, the outpourings of making known that my divine fiat wants to form its kingdom, and everything that you, Luis, have written about its knowledges will have life in the midst of creatures. This is the third fiat that's coming. This manifestation of love is coming upon the earth. And our Lord has got this great secret. He's got these great treasures that he says basically he's kept hidden for 6,000 years. And now we've entered into the 7,000th year. A day will be like 1,000 years. 1,000 years will be like a day. Look in sacred scripture. The evening of the first day, the morning of the second day. The evening of the second day, the morning of the third day. There's no morning or evening of the seventh day. Why? It's happening now. A day will be like 1,000 years. 1,000 years will be like a day. This 1,000-year reign of Jesus is the first day, eighth day of creation. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. And all our Lord is asking is, are you ready to live this abundant life? And when we say yes, he goes, prove it. How do we prove to Jesus that we want this life? It's by knowing it. To know, love, and serve God is what the saints taught us. What Jesus teaches Luisa is to know, love, and possess God. That's what Adam did. That's what Adam had. And Adam lost it. So after 4,000 years, Jesus came to earth to give this gift of redemption to humanity. Why? So that sanctification can happen. We can go back to where we were before the fall. That's why Jesus says, this great outpouring of making known my divine fiat wants to form its kingdom. Everything that I've given to you, Luisa, everything that you've written about the knowledges, all those souls that have read this, that have studied this, who are aware of what I, God, am doing, he says these knowledges will have divine life in the midst of creatures. We haven't seen anything yet. What's coming is glory. What's coming is the kingdom. What's coming is everything that God wanted for humanity when God breathed into Adam. And now it's even more than that. On Holy Saturday night, we say, oh, happy fall of Adam. Why are we happy about this? Because we have the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. And now we have the newborn, Luisa, the firstborn in the divine will. And Jesus is saying, what I've given to her, I'd like to give to you if you wish. He doesn't force us. So those that are seeking are going to find. Those that are knocking on the door, it's going to be opened. God has got it all planned. Everything that he has done in the Old Testament and the New Testament point to the divine will. Everything is ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That everyone will be possessing this universal life, this divine life, this divine love, this divine light that Adam lost is coming back to humanity. John Paul II told us, get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. Read Luisa, study Luisa, put this into practice. We don't go to Luisa for Luisa. We go to Luisa for Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, which she possessed. And now God is offering this to us through Luisa, the newborn. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.